to it, but it's a great song, I'll tell you that. It's just a little number we thought we'd start with tonight, and it all gets better from here on. Isn't that great? Man, that's tremendous. Well, a little different than our regular Wednesday evening prayer and praise service, but it's still going to be a prayer and praise service, because tonight of all nights, we have a great deal to praise God for, I'll tell you that. And we just want everybody to relax in the spirit that's already evident in this service. I think the band has played with real inspiration tonight, and they're going to be playing again, and the choirs will be singing, and we're going to have a wonderful time in God's house on this special Wednesday night in April. And we do want to welcome you to this service tonight, and those of you who, well, it's almost April, don't give me, if you're going to give me a hard time, there's another audience waiting outside to get in here, and if you, where was I, Hardy? April Fools, yes, all right. We've got a lot of things to do here tonight, no time to fool around. We're going to have to move right along. But for those of you who are who just happened by this evening, we are celebrating one of the greatest events that has ever occurred in the life of Mid-America Nazarene College. Today, in case you haven't heard, Mid-America was fully accredited as a four-year liberal arts college by the North Central... hear more from Dr. Reed and Dr. Metz, how their words inspire us as they, I tell you. Well, anyhow, that's why we're here in this special service tonight, to praise God for making all this possible. And tomorrow there'll be the academic convocation. We'll talk a little more about that a little later on, and we're all looking forward to that service, but tonight it's just prayer and praise. I don't know where you were when you started praising the Lord after the good news came this morning. I'm sorry that I wasn't with the mildly enthusiastic group over in the administration building when they heard the news. As a matter of fact, I was in a courtroom in the Johnson County Courthouse where we were trying to give some support to some individuals who were going through a preliminary hearing today. And during a recess, shortly after 10 o'clock, I left the courthouse to go down to the basement where there is the only payphone in the entire courthouse. And when I got there, it was already in use. So I went across the street to my friend Arby Glover's shop. He's the barber over there, and I knew he had a payphone, and so I used it and called Mrs. Main, my secretary, to hear if she'd heard anything. And I'll tell you, when she said, "Fully accredited, no strings attached," well, I don't know how blessed you got, but I got plenty blessed in my soul as those marvelous words flooded my ears. And as I was getting ready to leave, I realized that it wasn't very many years ago that sitting in a chair in that barbershop getting my hair cut, I heard over the radio on a newscast, the news, that the Board of Trustees of Mid-America Nazarene College had voted to accept our proposal to locate the college here in Olathe. And so we're going to make a shrine out of Arby's barbershop there. I said, Arby, a lot of good things have come to my ears while I've been a patron of your shop. And anyhow, we want to thank God, and I think it would be well for us to do that now through a hymn of praise, and we'll ask Hardy Weathers to come and lead us and give all of us a chance to participate in some beautiful music. So take your hymnals as Mr. Weathers comes to lead us.
Let's sing together number 3. If you would turn to number 3, to God be the glory.
This point in history so we could participate together in this tremendous moment in the life of our college. And beyond that, we feel it's a tremendous moment in the life of our entire denomination around the world. We know that we win together, we lose together. And in this situation, we as a denomination have won. It has been a big win. We think back tonight over the many obstacles that have been overcome to arrive at this moment, and our hearts sing out with praise to you. No man could assess what has happened here in these years and not be aware of the fact that there has been an unseen hand that has been guiding this operation from the very first day. And we praise you tonight that we're tied in to this kind of a proposition, that we belong to this kind of family, that we are part of the family of God. And how thankful we are that as we stand together here in divine presence, that our hearts can sing out and can rejoice with praise to God who giveth to all men liberally, and you have certainly given to us more than liberally. We have so much for which to be thankful tonight that we cannot even begin to tell you. We're thankful for Dr. Smith and Dr. Metz, for these men who have represented all of us during this period in our history, and for every faculty member and every member of the administration who has labored for these years and stayed up late and gotten up early and done things that none of us even know about. We thank you for the price that has been paid by everyone to bring us to this great hour. And we pray now as we continue in this time of prayer and praise that you will be with us, that you will be the highlight and the inspiration of this service as we do our best to give you adequate praise for your great faithfulness to us. In thy precious name we pray. Amen. Before we hear from the band again, I want to give you just these two announcements, and they both deal with celebrations. Following this prayer and praise service tonight, Dr. Main has asked me to announce the fact that there will be a Lyceum concert in Garrett Auditorium. The Kansas City Woodwind Quintet will be there, and everyone, whether you're a student or whatever, you're invited to attend that Lyceum concert tonight that will begin immediately following the service here in our sanctuary. And then those of you who can, please come and share with us in the celebration tomorrow in the convocation service at 10 o'clock here in the sanctuary. General Superintendent Dr. V.H. Lewis will be the featured speaker. Many other wonderful things will be taking place. So if you can, plan to be with us at the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. We want to thank those members of our Board of Trustees who were able to be with us tonight and for the festivities of this day, and trusting that they'll be able to share that service with us tomorrow as well. All right, let's hear again from this great band under the direction of their conductor, Professor Richard Cantwell. Thank you. playing again with our choir as they sing a couple of numbers, and we'll look forward to that. But we've asked Dr. Smith and Dr. Metz to come and give us a little personal reaction to the activities that have transpired. And so we'll hear first from our president, Dr. Smith.
I think that in all of my life, I have never prayed for anything any more than I prayed for the accreditation of this college. I know that perhaps some people might feel like that you ought to work and just leave the rest to the Lord, but I firmly believe that praying also helps. I know that the Sunday morning when I knew that all the churches were praying, I felt like that the Lord just was startled that all of a sudden people all over our educational zone began to pray about this accreditation business. Now last night I didn't sleep. I know I didn't sleep even 1 hour. And one other night while we were in Chicago, I didn't sleep but an hour. So I have no idea really all that I will say here tonight. It's a pretty dangerous thing to set a fellow loose anyway, to speak on an occasion like this, and particularly since he hadn't had any sleep. And Dr. Metz came in my room last night, knocked on the door and came in. And he said, I just wanted to say good night to you. For the last time, I want to say good night to the president of an unaccredited college. And so really, he had a lot of faith, and I appreciate it. But all down through these months and through these weeks, and particularly when we knew who our evaluation committee would be, again and again, I would take each one of these members and hold them up before the Lord. And I'd say, now, Lord, just surround this member with thy touch and with thy power. I said, they may not even know what it's all about, but just somehow settle down around them. And over and over and over and over in the night hours and during the day and while I was taking my exercise and all these kind of things, I prayed for this committee. And I also wrote to my mother and I said, now, I believe with all of my heart that if we deserve this accreditation, that nothing can stop us. If we don't deserve it, then we ought not to get it. But I said, I believe that God is able to help us even in this day that we live in. That God could help us, that if we deserve it, we'll get it, and nobody, no matter how liberal or anything else they are, can prevent us from getting it. And so I tried to search my heart during the night last night. I have never prayed for anything any more than I've prayed for this. Now on Tuesday morning, and I haven't told one single soul this. On Tuesday morning after I had been, and you know, I'm a worrier. Everybody knows that. I preached a sermon one time on my right to worry. last week, our consultant called me and he said, how are you feeling? I said, I'm just jittery as I can be. He said, you don't need to be jittery. I said, you know me. I've got to have something to worry about. And I said, I'm worried about this situation. And I was. Well, Tuesday morning, after I'd been praying and talking to the Lord a lot about this, and I just told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I know you already know. We couldn't get one little squeak from anybody. We met this committee at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, and we couldn't get anybody to tell us anything. We thought maybe somebody would just say, well, you don't have to worry, or something like that. We couldn't get one little bit of encouragement from one single soul. And we were suffering. I've never seen Dr. Metz suffer anymore. And our wives also were suffering along with us. And Tuesday morning, I just was just about out, really. And I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, you know, and I'm your servant. And I don't expect some just great writing across the sky, but I said, I wish you'd give me just some kind of little encouragement. I'm just about to die. And I just like to testify to you tonight that only one other time in my entire life have I felt the closeness as close as I felt right at that moment. Now, I would like to tell you that that day and all day Tuesday, that's yesterday, isn't it? All day yesterday we were with a lot of these people and a lot of our own friends and people who had come. All day I wanted to say to them, the Lord told me this morning we were going to get this. But I felt like, well, if I say that, they'll say, well, he thinks he's so spiritual and he stays so close to God and God talks to him, and that's not true. And I'll just say again, only twice in my life have I ever felt the presence of God so close to seem to assure me that this was going to happen. Now, in the face of that, I didn't sleep again all last night. Now, that's what you call humanity, I think, and a lack of faith. And I still believed it. But yet, you have no idea what a traumatic experience we have been through. I relived that committee meeting over and over and over. You know, someone, when the committee was here, someone, and I don't know who did it, and it's all right. If you want to confess it to me, it's all right, because it was the truth. Somebody told that committee that it was stated from this pulpit that our first task at this college was a spiritual task and was to get people to God. And if you think that committee didn't bear down on that, they really did, not only while they were here, but while we were in Chicago. And they said, your first task is not a spiritual task. Your first task is an intellectual task, to teach young people, fill their old noggin full of all kind of figures and facts and stuff. And Dr. Metz and I just sat there and said, yes, sir, yes, sir. No, we didn't. We didn't do that. We just told them that we did feel like that our task was a spiritual task. I think that you know tonight that I know that a college is supposed to be an intellectual and a cultural institution, and we are here to learn. But I still believe that our task is first to get people to God. But whoever told that committee that almost wrecked us, really. Because they did, really, and I'm not going to take your time to bear in on that on you tonight, because it was the truth. They didn't say that I said it, but they said it was said from this pulpit, and I'm guilty. I said it. I remember that I said it one day in chapel. And so they said that you put too much emphasis on the spiritual, and they told us, they said, if you can bring the intellectual up as you have the spiritual, then they said everything will be great and you would deserve to be accredited. And so we went through this these days. Again and again we thought of all of you, and we knew you were praying for us, and this is prayer meeting night. And I wanted to just tell you that it's a wonderful thing to pray and do your best, and then although I still as a person fret and worry, yet I knew I could not do one more thing than what I had done. And I was so glad that I had a great backlog of prayer, that I knew that God knew that what His will was is exactly what we wanted. And so when the plan is, then you go this morning, we would go to this office, and first they'd said that I would come in by myself, but I suggested Dr. Metz should go with me. And so they allowed this. We went by the office a little bit early, and the fellow that we were to meet was there behind his desk, and he frowned at us. And I said, we're here a little early. He said, go down the hall. They'll tell you when to come. And he didn't crack a smile. Just looked so sour. And when we walked out, I said, well, he's not very happy. And Dr. Metz said, that kind of discourages me. But then we came back and walked in the room at our time, and the fellow said, just immediately, he said, I said, there is no problem here. You are now a fully accredited college and can grant a Bachelor of Arts degree as a fully accredited college. And you have no idea, of course, how we felt. And then when we left there, what rejoicing we had in Chicago. So I think that when we left the room, in fact, I'm about to leave here, I think, already tonight. I don't know anything else to say, only just to tell you how much I appreciate all that you have done. We did feel your heartbeat. We felt your prayers. We felt the impact of them. and this local church and this pastor and the people here from this church, and then our administration and our faculty and our students. And we want to thank you for the wonderful way you have stood by us and have boosted and helped us to this point. And I would say that now we're just beginning. You know, it's kind of like getting sanctified. When you get sanctified, yeah, that's a great time to rejoice, but the truth of the matter is that's only the beginning. And that's the way it is with us in our college here. And I don't really know what Brother Cunningham wanted me to say, but I just wanted to tell you that I believe prayer is worthwhile and God answers prayer. First, I'm not one of those that believes you all just sit around and pray and not do anything. I believe you must work and then pray, and you have worked and we prayed and God has answered, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
President like Dr. Curtis Smith.
That's right.
In traveling in the parade today with Mr. Osborne, we were reminiscing a bit about this piece of land out here when we first saw it together, and when we were trying to get a proposition together that the Board of Trustees of the college might respond to. And I remember the first time we showed it to Dr. Smith, just there it was, big vacant lot. What we'd have called it in Chicago, real big vacant lot. And there he was with $5,000 and our best wishes to build a college. And he got the land and got the support of the people of this community and this church and this educational zone, and under his leadership and undying, untiring efforts, through his leadership, we have come to this glorious moment, and we are a blessed people to have had this kind of leadership for Mid-America Nazarene College. And now we want to hear from our dean, the best dean in the world, Dr. Donald Metz, who, right at the side of Dr. Smith, has been working to build an outstanding academic program, to build an outstanding faculty, and he has, and to work with the assistance of all of those who have shared in this time of preparation to bring us to the point where we could offer ourselves as candidates for this tremendous recognition. We want to hear from him now, and it is our privilege to have on this platform tonight Dr. Donald Metz.
Left Olathe last Saturday morning in a rather blinding snowstorm, and when we got to Chicago, the weather was about 5 degrees above, and a bitter wind coming in off Lake Michigan. And we had to ride a beat-up old bus from the airport into the hotel, and weren't feeling especially hilarious when we got there. But shortly after we arrived, we received a telegram of encouragement signed the staff of public occurrences. So we knew if they were behind us, we had a maid. I was a little more fortunate in sleeping than Dr. Smith. I took 3 sleeping tablets Sunday night and was still walking the floor at 3 o'clock. But it was a great event. We were in the committee meeting Sunday for 35 minutes. and they really seemed anxious to get rid of us, which I thought was a good sign. There were only 9 of the 17 committee members there, and they seemed pretty casual about it, so we figured this meant that they had pretty well made up their mind that we were going to be given full accreditation. Then this morning it took about 2 minutes for them to tell us the news, and we were happy about that. And I do want to say I appreciate the tremendous work of the faculty and the administration in helping us to arrive at this point. And this is the kind of thing that should be shared, and we are glad to share this with you. And I hope that we can even share how tired we are with you and have you feel some of that too. But I think in the whole thing there's something that haunts me, and I feel tremendously happy and satisfied myself. But Sunday night we met Richard Davis, our consultant, from the very beginning in the lobby of the Palmer House Hotel. And of course you who know Dr. Davis from the beginning know I have called him a happy pagan. And he is that, I believe. But he looked different this time. He was much thinner, and he wasn't his jovial self. And during the course of conversation, he told us that he had resigned his position as Dean of the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin. We thought he had been promoted or he was going somewhere else, but he said, "No, I have no job. I'm walking out in a $31,000 position and have nowhere to go." He said, "I'm going to know what it is to be poor." We asked him why he was resigning his job at this time, and he said, "Well, I've gotten tired of the entire scope of higher education." He said, "As far as I can see, higher education has lost its way completely." Then he said, "The only place there's any integrity in higher education is in schools like yours." And I felt glad for us, but I thought, well, here's a man 40 years of age who is leaving what many would think is a wonderful position and walking out having nowhere to go. He has some ideas, but he really doesn't have a job. He doesn't know what he's going to do. And as I thought of Dr. Davis and his resignation at the University of Wisconsin, I said, if he feels that our type of school is the only place where there's any integrity in higher education, God help us to be true to what we believe in and what we try to do here. And I think it is a wonderful thing that we have received accreditation. We are tremendously happy, but I want us as we go along to realize that we have more than just an education to offer to people. We do have something which people in general are looking for. And I think if we can retain our spiritual emphasis and go at this job as spiritual young people who really want to serve God and man, we can have a wonderful school and make an impact on the world in our time. Now lift a quote out of Browning, a simple short statement, "The best is yet to be."
Fortunate we are to have a dean like this. I have had the privilege of meeting with him on various boards and committees before various accrediting bodies all the way from the state of Kansas to North Central, the Board of Trustees, and all kinds of groups. And I'm always interested when a question is asked because he has an answer. And it's a good, clear, carefully thought out answer and the kind of man that is an ideal dean. And I think that statement can be validated by the recognition we have now received from the highest accrediting association in our country. We're going to hear from our combined choirs now a song that I believe will stir our hearts and add to this service of praise, "A Mighty Fortress." good time tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, that's great. I think it's time to pray again. This time we want to kind of quiet our hearts and minds and just participate together in a little time of praise. We want to praise the Lord. I think though we want to give all recognition to these who have led us and have been the human reasons why we have come to this point, I think we all understand, all accept the fact that our Lord has been more interested in this entire project from the very first day to this moment than any of us could possibly be. And as a result of that, we give him praise, we give him honor, we give him glory tonight. And so as we enter into this time of prayer and praise, to start with, let's just bow our heads and close our eyes where we're seated. I'm going to ask Mr. Weathers to come, and we're going to sing a little bit, and then we're going to pray. So let's sing together, prayerfully, heads bowed, eyes closed, as Mr. Weathers leads us.
I will praise thee. Hallelujah.
and go to our knees here in College Church. The pews are kind of close together. It's very difficult for some. Tonight it'll be impossible for those on the platform really to kneel. But I'm going to ask one of our original faculty members, Mrs. Gertrude Taylor, to come now to the platform and lead us in a praise prayer. Praise prayer. While she's coming, would you just kneel down where you are? I feel like we ought to go to our knees tonight and thank God for what he has done in his time.
With this ability to organize with this tremendous push to be flexible and to help us as a faculty to do what our consultant wanted us to do. Oh, Father, in this new song of praise tonight, there is so much to be sung. So much wells within us tonight. We thank you for our fellow faculty members, these people who have worked with patience and fortitude of spirit, and who have been so faithful in the execution of their duties. And then we think of our students, these hope-filled hearts, these alert minds, encompassing knowledge, these upreaching spirits, and we thank you for them tonight. Oh, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And our new song is written down in heaven tonight. The anticipations we have had are realized tonight. But we look forward with greater anticipation to the years ahead with the ongoing accomplishments. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Before we have our closing prayer, I think a very wonderful way to bring this service of prayer and praise to a conclusion would be to hear from our musical group tonight as they sing for us now the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh,
standing for our closing prayer. We're happy to have among our visiting guests tonight Reverend Forrest Whitlatch, the chairman of the Board of Trustees of Mid-American Nazarene College. We'll ask him to come out of the platform, if he will, and lead us in our closing prayer. While he's coming, we want to give our thanks to Professor Cantwell and Dr. Main for the beautiful music they have provided for us in this service tonight, for all who have taken part. And we rejoice and say hallelujah to the Lord God omnipotent, who reigneth yet this night, who reigns and rules in the affairs of men, as we have seen him do in these days of accreditation. We thank you all for coming tonight. Trust that God's blessings will be upon you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes now as Reverend Whitlatch comes to lead us.
Our hearts rejoice, our Heavenly Father, for thy presence which we have sensed in this wonderful and blessed service tonight. For from the depths of our heart there is an expression of praise and of thanksgiving for what God hath wrought. And as we shall proceed with the further exercises of this happy occasion, we pray there shall be the blessing and benediction of thy Holy Spirit resting upon us together, until as students, faculty, trustees, administration, we shall unite our hearts and our spirits to realize the great dreams that have been in the hearts of those who founded this institution, until we shall proclaim holiness unto the Lord. Bless us now as we depart from this place. Let the grace, blessing, and benediction of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us. Amen.
As you go tonight, I would like to tell you that we have made a tape of this evening's service. If for any reason you would like to have one, if you'll use one of those blue cassette ministry envelopes, turn it into the office. We'll be happy to provide you with a copy.